This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Turkey's parliament is set to vote Thursday on Finland's bid to join NATO. Finland and neighboring Sweden each broke with decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine last year. Since their accession bids were ratified at a NATO summit in July, NATO member states have gone through their own processes of giving final approval for Finland and Sweden. Hungary gave its approval to Finland Monday, leaving only Turkey remaining in a process that must be unanimous among current NATO members. Russia's top security agency says a reporter from the Wall Street Journal has been arrested on spying charges. The AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Russia's Federal Security Service has said that Evan Gerskovich has been detained in a city in the Ural Mountains while allegedly trying to obtain classified information. Gerskovich is the first reporter for an American news outlet to be arrested on espionage charges in Russia since the Cold War. Gerskovich covers Russia and Ukraine as a correspondent in the Wall Street Journal's Moscow bureau. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in prison. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Russian foreign ministry spokesperson said on Thursday that the public would have an opportunity to verify Moscow's claim that the U.S. reporter was detained on espionage charges had been engaged in activities unrelated to journalism. A Moscow court ruled earlier that U.S. national Evan Gerskovich would be detained for nearly 2 months on suspicion of spying for Washington, the most serious move against a foreign journalist since Russia invaded Ukraine. Experts on nuclear security policy and weapons proliferation were contacted by suspected North Korean hackers posing as journalists from The Voice of America. A report issued by a U.S.-based cybersecurity firm says the online spies were attempting to gather intelligence about the attitude of officials towards Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News. Sporadic violence broke out in Kenya Thursday, the third day of opposition demonstrations to protest at the government and the high cost of living. Security was tight with police and riot gear patrolling the capital, Nairobi, after fierce clashes erupted during similar protests Monday. On Thursday, dozens of people in the congested Nairobi neighborhoods of Mathare and Kibera engaged police in running battles, throwing rocks and burning tires, while officers responded with tear gas. Deaths are feared after two military helicopters crash in the southern U.S. state of Kentucky. AP correspondent Jennifer King with more.
Two U.S. Army HH-60 Black Hawk helicopters with the 101st Airborne Division crashed in southwestern Kentucky Wednesday night during a routine training mission, according to Fort Campbell. In a Facebook post, the fort says the command is currently focused on caring for the service members and their families. Kentucky State Troopers guarded closed roads outside the scene, and Trigg County rescue vehicles could be seen rolling in. The crash is under investigation. Fort Campbell posted that the status of the crew members was unknown, but Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says fatalities are expected. I'm Jennifer King.
3 months after leaving for the U.S. in the final hours of his term, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro returned home Thursday to re-enter politics. The story from VOA's Richard Green.
Bolsonaro's homecoming could re-energize the opposition, which has been weakened by his self-imposed exile and the widespread backlash to the January 8th riots in the capital, Brasilia. His supporters ransacked the presidential palace, Congress, and the Supreme Court building that day in a failed bid to oust President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who defeated Bolsonaro in a divisive election last October. But Bolsonaro is facing no less than 5 Supreme Court investigations that could potentially send him to jail. In addition to his alleged role in inciting the January 8th riots, he is also suspected of trying to illegally import and keep millions of dollars worth of jewelry given to him and his wife by Saudi Arabia in 2019. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis's health is improving after he was hospitalized with a respiratory infection, and he's resumed working while treatment continues, the Vatican said on Thursday. The Pope was taken to the hospital on Wednesday after complaining of breathing difficulties. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports he's more vulnerable than most because of his age and medical history.
Well, he's an 86-year-old man. This is the second time that he has been hospitalized in the past 2 years. In 2021, he had 33 centimeters of his large intestine removed. So a lung infection is not something that can be ignored, and that's why I think the Vatican is taking it seriously.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts.